When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable! Right there! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Hello, mate.
Yes, mate. How's it going?
Yes, all good, bro.
Good, good. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, it must be a busy week for you. Obviously, fight just around the corner. So, appreciate you taking the time, mate.
Of course, mate. Anytime. If anything, to be honest, fight week is kind of actually not as busy as my usual week because get everything covered and just focus on my training and my rest.
Yeah. No, all good. So we are live on YouTube as well. So again, anyone does have any questions for Nick, please feel free to throw them in the chat. First thing I always start with on here, first time anyone's on, is just how did you get started in MMA?
So originally I'm actually from Ukraine, right? So I was born in Ukraine, 1997. I lived there 14 years of my life. And then I moved to England in 2011. So before I moved, I was an active kid, you know, doing a lot of sports, going swimming, playing football, doing a few self-defense classes in school. When I moved, I needed something to keep myself busy. And my parents kind of asked me, like, what do you want to do? And I said, something to do with martial arts, fighting and stuff like that. So they got me into a local club straight away. To keep me busy. And ever since I walked through the door, first thing they asked, what sort of thing are you looking for? And I just said, do you do competitions? I don't know, I just wanted to fight. And from there on, yeah, that just kept me busy and here I am.
Did you kind of fall in love with it straight away?
Always kind of had that interest. Like I was, at first, actually, when I was a teenager, I actually wanted to be an actor. And the actor I really looked up to was... Scott Adkins. He played in a movie I was really a fan of called Undisputed. It's about this prisoner who fights his way out to freedom. And I thought I wanted to be an actor like that guy, but actually I wanted to be the fighter like that guy. And I figured it would actually be easier to be a fighter than an actor because there was more of a path for me, you know, just do your training, get fights, fight. And, you know, compete, win. Whereas to be an actor, I'm like, what the hell do I do? Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not exactly as straightforward a career path, is it, I suppose? Scott Atkins, I mean, he's obviously an actor, but he's legit. Like, he knows he's very, very talented and there's a reason he plays the type of roles he does. So I can see why you looked up to him, I'll be honest.
He's a very good martial artist.
Yeah, very, very good.
I'm over him now.
Now that you can beat him in a fight, you're over him.
Yeah. He got no wrestling.
That's it. So your nickname is the Perfectionist. Where did that come from?
Actually, is not my nickname.
Is it not official?
No, far from. So that used to be my Instagram handle years ago. And somehow that just just found its way into topology and got a lot of people confused and yeah, a bit annoying, but yeah, it's far from my nickname and actually haven't got one official, but a lot of people call me Beefcake or Big Bags or, but yeah, I ain't got an actual nickname as of yet.
Right. Okay. That needs to change, I think, definitely. But even on the GB Top Team website, it's got you down as the perfectionist on there. So
I did tell him. And
yeah. Like that. That's where I took it from, to be honest. So I thought the website can't be wrong, but sort it out. So as I just mentioned there, you train out a GB Top Team, working under the legend Brad Pickett. What's it like for you to get to watch and learn from him every day?
Oh, crazy! Like, obviously, I've trained with him for a lot of years now, and sometimes I get complacent with the fact that I do have a trainer like Brad, and someone that I can look up to right next to me day in, day out, and who's willing to put his time and effort into working with me. So yeah, it's actually a great, you know, definitely a bit of a cheat code in the game as well. You know, some people have great coaches, but Brad's been there and he's done it, and he knows exactly what needs to happen in training, in life, you know, inside and outside of camp. And obviously, it's great to have someone like that, and also just a person with great morals and someone I can look up to as a role model.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken to Brad before at the start of the podcast, and we've had a few of your teammates on, and one thing that always comes through with Brad is just how passionate he is about GB Top Team and you know, all the fighters in there. And I think it shows through. I think especially the last couple of years, GB Top Team's really started to get a lot of notice on a bigger scale, and I think it's only a matter of time before it is recognised as one of the best gyms in the country, which it already is, but I think it's going to be more recognised as that soon.
It's definitely one of the best gyms in the country already, facility-wise, level of competition-wise inside the gym. Just the level of fighters we have in the gym is, yeah, not many gyms around the country can match that.
No, definitely not. So on a personal note for you, it's been, on paper at least, a tough sort of 18 months. Obviously you've had 5 fights announced in that time, but only 2 of them have actually gone ahead. Has that been a difficult time for you, and have you kept yourself focused during that time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always focused. I always want to fight, always want to compete, always want to train. If I can't train, I'm depressed. Like, training is basically life for me. That's why I chose this path of career. Kind of goes hand in hand with my energy levels and interest and stuff like that. But yeah, after my fight with Ben Ellis, I had a few injuries to sort out. So I went through long process of rehab. Obviously, couldn't compete during that time. And then after when I was ready to compete again, I had a few matchups that fell through, a few pullouts and stuff like that. Yeah, one fight got cancelled literally a week before it was meant to happen. It was actually on New Year's. So a week, probably day before Christmas, I got told that my opponent pulled out due to medical issues. So yeah, I just had to suck it up, and here I am now. Yeah, it's been pretty tough. Of course, it's not going to be. It's always pretty disheartening when you go through a whole camp and then your opponent pulls out a week before us. But a few of my teammates have had to deal with that as well, many times. So it's not ideal, but things happen. It's fight game. Hopefully, nothing like that this time round. It's looking good.
Yeah, definitely. So ahead of the fight, you're fighting Michael Quinn on Saturday. He's making his professional debut. He hasn't fought for nearly 3 years. Have you been able to see much of him in the lead up to the fight? Have you been able to get a good sort of idea about him?
I mean, from what I've seen, yeah. But like you said, he hasn't fought for 3 years. So it's hard, you know. He could have improved. He could have changed his style a little bit. So all these things, so I am kind of going into unknown a little bit, but at the same time, how much can you change? You know, like, you are kind of what you are. Yes, you can improve and build on what you are, but still, 3 years of inactivity is not really going to make you that much sharper. If anything, it's probably going to be a disadvantage for him going into a fight with me.
Yeah. And I think what you are is what you are. I think if your base is always that of a striker, even if you haven't fought for 3 years, that's still going to be your base, I think. So certainly an interesting scenario you find yourself in. I know you won't be overlooking him in any way, shape or form, but do you think his time out of the cage is something that you could potentially exploit?
I mean, that's what I'm going to do anyway. Do you know what I mean? I'll try. I'm going to attack him with everything I got with my A game. I don't think he's going to play to his advantage, him being out for 3 years. But like you said, I can't underestimate him, as he's an Irishman fighting in front of his people in Ireland, on his home turf. You know, he's going to bring it. He's going to be a tough. Irish people are tough. So, and I made that mistake, underestimating my opponents before, and it didn't play out very well. So I've prepared for him like it's a championship fight. And yeah, I'm gonna keep my guard high, 100%.
Yeah. Is that your mindset nowadays? You say there you've underestimated opponents in the past, and you said with this you're treating it like a championship fight. Is that your mindset going into every fight these days?
Yeah, I mean, if I don't respect you as a fighter, I'm not going to train well, and that's not going to result in a good performance. So even if I know on paper I should beat you, I'm gonna convince myself that there are certain areas of someone's game where they could challenge me. So it's gonna make me work harder and obviously make sure I'm prepared for every possible outcome.
Yeah. So as a pro, all of your wins have come by stoppage so far. Is that the goal going into this fight? Are you open for another stoppage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just going to explode and then whatever happens, happens. If he makes it out, fair play, but I don't think he will.
Yeah. So you mentioned fight week itself is a bit more relaxed for you. What does your sort of fight day look like? How do you get yourself prepared going into fight day?
Fight day, so I normally wake up, potentially do a shakeout in the morning. So it depends how I feel. Normally, for the last 2-3 fights, I did do a shakeout in the morning with a little run or a little few rounds of pad work. Then go eat, then rest, and then get taken to the venue. Wait until it's my turn, warm up, and fight. It's nothing, nice. Nothing much to it, to be honest. A lot of fight week is just the waiting game, whether you're dieting, losing weight, waiting to weigh in. So you can actually eat. And then post-weigh-ins, you're just rehydrating, refueling, and waiting for the fight day to actually fight.
Yeah.
Not much you can do.
And I know some fighters will have like these really complex and planned out detailed sort of fight days. Do you find it just better for you to just keep it simple?
I don't really know how people overcomplicate their fight day. It's quite simple. Just wait to get taken to the venue, warm up and fight. There's nothing else to it. Literally, I wish there was more to it so I could keep myself busy, but there's literally nothing for me to do. So, and that's kind of a battle in its own right. You're waiting. So all you're doing is just thinking about the fight.
Yeah.
And that can be quite draining. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. What advice would you give to anybody who would be looking to get into MMA?
Oh, make sure you really like fighting. You have to train really hard because it's not a game. If you don't take this seriously, if you're only half-arsing this, you're going to get found out. It's not going to be, you know, it's not good. You can't play fighting because it does affect your health long-term. You know, so make sure that's your actual passion and give it everything you give it everything you possibly can. Yeah, that's it, man. you just have to grind like every other job, you know. What you put in is what you get out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's exactly it, isn't it? Think, yeah, people look at it and see like the glitz and the glamour of it, but you don't get there without that grind, do you, son?
Yeah, it's blood, sweat and tears, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you just have to be dedicated to your craft. You have to work overtime, basically. It's not like you're 9 to 5. You have to, every day you have to train once, twice, sometimes maybe even 3 times a day. Sometimes 6 days a week, you know, so it can be really, really tough on the body and mind, but obviously if that's what you want to do, then you're not going to mind that as much, you know. I would rather be, for me personally, that's what I would rather be doing than working like an office job. You know what I mean? Because that's how I express myself, through training, you know, physical training, MMA training, all that stuff. So
yeah. And I think the way you describe it there, I think, you know, you might have to train 2-3 times a day during camp and things like that. And I think you've got to love it to want to be able to do that, because I think just to the average person, that must sound horrendous. But to you, it's like that's you know, that's just part and parcel of it. That's part of the grind.
Yeah, for me, like, even if I didn't have a fight coming up, I would still want to, like, for me, training twice in a day is a good day. That's a fun day for me. If I don't train, I feel like I wasted a day. And not just, obviously, because I'm an athlete and I'm a professional fighter, for me, each training session is an investment into myself and my future. But it's not just investing into myself. It's just how I am. I need to move. I need to train. I need to go for a run. I need to go lift some weights. I need to go take someone down. I need to go punch someone in the face. Do you know what I mean? And when I connect with a good shot or hit someone with a good takedown, I feel like I've done something right. it's like a reassurance that I'm doing the right thing to succeed in the sport of MMA.
Yeah. No, it's a good way to put it. To finish up then, mate, Saturday night, obviously, you know, the lights shine down on you. You're in enemy territory in a way, going over to Ireland. But what can fans expect from yourself when the cage door closes and the fight gets underway?
You say enemy territory, but that's not really how I see it. I personally actually like Ireland. And yes, I'm going to fight an Irish guy, but I have nothing but, you know, love for all the Irish people are going to be there in attendance. And I want to look forward to putting on a good show in front of them. What you can expect from me is just an aggressive performance. I'm going to look to just cause damage and just win in a very fashionable way.
Love it. Can't wait, mate. Malloch, thank you very much for taking the time to join me, as I say. And I can't wait to see you in action on Saturday. It's sure to be an absolutely fantastic occasion. Cage Warriors always puts on great shows, and this is going to be no different. I can't wait to see you in action, mate.
100%. It's going to be big. Last time they had a Dublin show, I was watching it on UFC Fight Pass, and the atmosphere was super electric. And I could just only imagine myself there. And this time around, I'm going to be on the card. So it's just amazing. And can't wait, honestly. I've been buzzing whole week, just, you know, jittery. And my body and mind are just ready to get out there and do what I do.
Yeah. No, as I say, best of luck, mate. Can't wait to see you in action. And, you know, we'll get it on again at some point in the future as well.
Appreciate it, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime, mate. Best of luck.
All right. Take care, bud.
Take it easy. Right, everybody, there you go. Nick Bagley fights Michael Quinn on Saturday in Dublin. I called it enemy territory. Nick didn't see it that way, which is nice. But yeah, should be a brilliant event. As I say, Cage Warriors smash it out the park pretty much every single time. So yeah, should be a good one. Make sure you tune in. Thank you to everybody who did watch along. And I'll be posting the link to this on Instagram very, very soon. So thanks again, folks. See you later.
It was super necessary.
Go now.